Hi, listeners. John and I have tried multiple brands and forms of CBD over the last 2 years. I use it for inflammation and to help with what we call stressies here at Living in the Sprawl. And John uses it right before bed for better sleep quality. After our search, we have found one that works great for both of us. We are huge fans of Just CBD sugar-free gummies. They are great tasting and offer a variety of different flavors and strengths. If tinctures or topicals are more your speed, they have options for those as well. They have a great customer service team that I have personally worked with, are cost-effective compared to other brands out there, and offer free shipping on orders over $35. Just CBD Store is offering our listeners 20% off every order when you use the link in the show notes or on our website and the code SPRAWL, S-P-R-A-W-L. Check them out and let us know what you think. Here at Living in the Sprawl, we make it a point to check out and try local cuisine wherever we visit. We all have those foods and places that trigger nostalgia or that we crave after a super memorable trip. Gold Belly makes it easy to find your favorite foods or try new ones in just a couple of clicks from wherever you are in the world. Gold Belly also makes it easy to send delicious, unique gifts to your loved ones, whether it's Lou Malnati's deep dish from Chicago, a Philly cheesesteak from Pat's, or a slice of heaven from Junior's Cheesecakes in New York. They add new places almost daily, so click on the link in the show notes or on our website to check them out and let them know we sent you. Hi, listeners and fellow adventurers. This is Living in the Sprawl's lovely and talented fiancé/producer, Lisa Lowe, here to tell you about Every Table. My days typically start at 4 a.m. to exercise, work a full day, cook, clean, and work on this podcast, all while trying to get to bed by 9 p.m. Like many of you, there aren't always enough hours in the day to do it all, so I do rely on food delivery that requires little to no prep, is healthy, cost-effective, and most importantly, delicious. Every Table is offering our listeners 2 free meals and free delivery when you use the code SPRAWL, S-P-R-A-W-L, on your first subscription order. I will put the link in the show notes and on our website at livinginthesprawlpodcast.com. And now, your humble correspondent and this week's episode.
Hello, and welcome to another installment of Living in the Sprawl, Southern California's most adventurous podcast. I am your host, your humble correspondent. My name is John Steinberg, and sitting alongside is the lovely and talented producer slash fiance, Lisa Lowe. We are ready to give you another phenomenal episode. This week, we're going to attack farmers markets. Well, not attack. We're going to investigate and tell you which farmers markets are worth your precious, valuable time. Now, farmers markets appear to be a well-worn Southern California tradition. With the proliferation of ingredients that are made all across the state, but in the Southern California area in particular, it's no surprise that farmers, cultivators, ranchers, that they would be interested in taking their product directly from the farm to the consumer. And this is where the glorious farmers market enters into the fray. At these farmers markets, you will see vendors lining the sides of streets, pushing everything from avocados to special almonds and nifty hemp milk. A farmer's market is a real testament to the power of California produce. On a future episode, we will discuss a lot of the things that are actually made within the region and then exported out to the rest of the country and then the rest of the world. But for interests of this particular program, we're going to focus on the local farmers markets. In Los Angeles and adjoining neighborhoods in Orange County, and Ventura County, all over the southern portion of the state. Farmers markets are making an enormous push to maybe ultimately compete with your conventional supermarket one day. One can dream. There's no law against dreaming of a future where, rather than having to pay exorbitant prices at Whole Foods, you could simply shop for all of your items at a weekly farmers market. But until that time, we will be content discussing our favorite 10 local farmers markets and the theme dinners that they inspired. So here, just up top, my lovely, talented producer slash fiance and I have a bit of a tradition where each weekend we pick out a different farmer's market and we will attend. And while in attendance, ideas percolate and we utilize ingredients on the grounds in order to create a thematic meal for that particular week. And I'll tell you a bit more about some of those as we begin discussing the best that the farmers markets around here have to offer. So we're going to start with number 10, Montrose, the Montrose Farmers Market. And this goes down on Sundays. And it was the first farmers market that my fiance and I had a chance to attend. And it had been quite some time since it was an experience that I was familiar with. Sure enough, as we entered the grounds, we saw, of course, some purveyors selling locally produced fruits and vegetables. And then I got very excited when I saw the beef jerky tent set up, as well as a tent with unique organic honey. And this was not something that I totally grew up with. This was really something that my beautiful co-host wanted to integrate into our relationship. And it was during that first visit at the Montrose Farmers Market that I saw the light, to quote dearly departed Hank Williams. There's a wonderful spirit at a farmer's market. And from our time at the one in Montrose, it was readily apparent that these were lifelong farmers behind family businesses, simply looking to connect with other members of the community and show them the quality that they were able to field at their respective farms and other places. So for that occasion, we came up with the idea of pairing an independent hot sauce that we bought on premises with some birria tacos that we had been planning to prepare for that week. And then essentially we were off on a quest to find the best farmers markets in the region. But our first entry point was certainly the Montrose Farmers Market. And if it had this profound of an effect for the two of us, there's potential that it might influence the rest of you into making farmers market shopping a weekly habit. At number 9, the Playa Vista Farmers Market, which goes down on Saturdays. And it was over the course of this visit that Lisa and I came up with a nifty little concept. We'd been on something of a Peruvian kick and thought, wow, what would we do to make our own quail a la brazo? No pollo, quail. So we bought 4 quail from a meat distributor who had a really nice tent set up and was very helpful in explaining some potential recipes. We also bought ingredients that were helpful with respect to the sauce and then some other ingredients that would help us make plantains. This isn't the largest farmer's market that you will ever encounter. But if you reside on the West Side and you're interested in checking in with local purveyors, and this is one of the things that we always do when we're at a farmer's market, is we always look, I'll always ask Lisa, okay, like, all right, well, where's this one from? And she'll say, oh, it's from Tulare County, or they're from Underwood Farms in Moore Park. It's just, it's very important for us to understand the work that's gone in to these fruits, vegetables, and otherwise, and it makes us feel considerably better about eating local. And during our experience at the Playa Vista Farmers Market, we made a number of purchases, the quail being the most notable. And after that, our theme dinner the following week was a magnificent quail al abrazo. And the sauce that my producer slash fiance was able to concoct was stupendous. So we highly recommend the Playa Vista Farmers Market. At number 8, the Farmers Market at Echo Park. Unlike the prior two Farmers Markets that have been discussed so far, this one does not meet on the weekends. In fact, it meets from 3 to 7 p.m. on Fridays. Luckily, Lisa and I happened to be in that part of town. Full disclosure, we were visiting Top Chef winner Mei Lin's new Nashville hot chicken spot, Daybird, which was wonderful, by the way, and thought, well, since we're here, let's check out the Echo Park Farmers Market. And walking into it, we convinced ourselves that we would like to emulate the dish that we had just had. We were out on the prowl looking for ingredients to make our own Nashville hot chicken sandwich. And wouldn't you know it, almost immediately we located a vendor selling chicken wings. And then we found places selling vegetables to kind of make the dish a more rounded experience, not just, you know, hot chicken sandwich and fries. And this particular farmer's market had what I would call a stellar community vibe. Everyone was familiar with each other. A gentleman was playing some pretty nice music that kept things a bit lively. And it just seemed like a group of individuals who were quite familiar with one another. And it's always nice when you see that kind of community spirit, and the farmer's market is always a terrific place to be able to engage with that. I was pleasantly surprised by the friendliness of everybody there. Sometimes at these farmer's markets, you may get a vendor who's maybe looking to sell to somebody who might have deeper pockets, and thus they don't want to be spending time talking with you when it's pretty clear you have no intention of really doling out large amounts of cash. But that was not the case with the Echo Park Farmers Market, and Lisa and I both had a phenomenal time, and our hot Nashville-style chicken entree is going to be sublime. Number 7, the Atwater Village Farmers Market, which meets Sundays from 9 until 2. One of our first experiences with a local farmers market. They have a great section of pre-made offerings. There's a stall called Caribbean Gourmet, who makes frequent appearances at the farmers market, and I know that they have gotten a great deal of positive publicity. But the bread options here are second to none, and whether you're looking for beef jerky or your conventional flours, fruits, vegetables, the stuff that you would typically find at a farmers market, they have you covered. The ambiance is pretty nice. It's kind of a younger crowd, and there are some different types of vendors. So Here's another thing. Whenever we go to these farmers markets, we always look for the outlier, the vendor that might just be at that particular farmers market. Because inevitably, you're going to get any number of fruits and vegetables and meat purveyors, and you expect that. But what you don't expect is necessarily a vendor selling simply pistachio nuts from Santa Barbara. That's not the type of thing that you will see at every farmer's market. And so for those outliers, we look far and we look wide. And the Caribbean gourmet fits the bill here in this Atwater Village farmers market. They make some of the best jerk chicken around, and we highly recommend spending a Sunday with the kind folks over at the Atwater Village farmers market. All the bases covered, sure. But there are some genuine outliers and fun surprises to behold. Number 6, the Newhall Farmers Market, which occurs on Saturdays from 8 to 2. And we had a phenomenal time out there in Newhall. First of all, if you park on a certain street as you're walking to the farmers market, to the left of you and to the right, you will see these, well, homages to great Western members of the community. It's kind of their own little Western Walk of Fame. So I certainly got an enormous kick out of walking past a big stone that was in commemoration of Wilford Brimley. And then you walk a few paces forward and you see there's one right there on the ground promoting the cowboy legacy of Bruce Dern. Just a fun way to begin any jaunt over to the farmer's market. So when we got there, we were more or less blown away by the level of festivities that were already underway. Music was going, people were smiling and having a great time, and it was really a wonderful example, again, of community getting together and enjoying each other's company. It's the best that you can ask for. For this particular farmers market, we opted for two kind of theme dinners. The first one involved some ingredients to help us make a Canadian-style poutine. And then the second, a pasta made from scratch. And in addition, the Newhall Farmers Market was loaded with, of course, fruits, vegetables, those kinds of things. But there were also a great deal of pre-made food offerings as well. The type of market where if we were given, let's say, 2 hours, we might have come out $200 less wealthy. You really just want to buy something when you're there because you know the quality is at the highest of high levels, and supporting small businesses, particularly after the last 18 months, seems like the good and noble thing to do and not part with that money at the local Ralph's or Gelson's or whatever market you choose to shop at. It always just feels better, to be honest, shopping at these farmers markets. And we both were blown away by our experience at Newhall's farmers market. And number 5, it seemed inevitable to include this one on the list, and yet I feel okay about it. It's the Santa Monica Farmers Market, the one where your favorite chefs gather their ingredients to make delicious meals at sometimes Michelin-starred restaurants. The produce here is, I think, the real highlight. I know that chefs from all over the city come to that farmers market and buy up all brands of fruits and vegetables But there are meat options on the premises and bread. There was a tent selling honey. I would put this as a not wholly surprising farmer's market, but one that delivers. If what you're looking for is a quintessential Los Angeles public farmer's market experience, then you could do no better than the Santa Monica Farmers Market that meets on Wednesdays and Saturdays along Arizona Avenue. And it is weird to me, this is a bit of a non sequitur, but it is weird to me that they still hold it in the same place where an elderly gentleman drove his car into the farmers market, killing 10 people and injuring 70. That did happen in 2003. It was a big tragedy, but the folks behind the Santa Monica Farmers Market wouldn't let that deter them from continuing on with their mission of offering community members the best fruits, vegetables, meats, and other such products available. So we salute the folks at Santa Monica Farmers Market, because it could have been easy at that point to have just thrown in the towel. Number four takes us a bit north to Ventura, downtown Ventura to be specific, for their farmers market, which occurs every Saturday. I had a really nice time while visiting the farmers market. Lots of creative stalls selling interesting things. Oh, your candles and jewelry type stuff, in addition to the expected fruits, vegetables, meats, breads, that kind of thing. I guess what made the Ventura Farmers Market so special to me was that it's located in downtown, right around kind of the main drag where the Majestic Theater is located, not too far away from the boardwalk and all of that. So it's not necessarily the typical space that you might see saved out for a farmer's market. But at this Ventura Farmers Market, Lisa and I were able to find some really phenomenal seafood, shrimp in particular, and we came up with a killer way to do shrimp scampi based upon all the ingredients that we were able to acquire at this farmer's market. It has a good vibe, the individuals are friendly, and it's a place definitely worth going to if you are on a farmers market kick, like your humble correspondent and his lovely and talented producer slash fiance. Number three, Studio City. So this occurs on Sundays, and it is basically adjacent to the CBS television lot on Laurel Canyon, Laurel Place. So my lovely and talented producer slash fiance and I had a terrific experience at this one. We were able to obtain ingredients to help us make jerk bison. That's right, you heard me right. We made jerk bison. And it was our first themed dinner once we had moved in together in the apartment where we record things in Encino. And in addition to the great selections vis-a-vis sauce, meats, the cheese offerings were spectacular. We capitalized on those. Some of the bread vendors were also not to be missed. And the Studio City crowd were relatively cool. You might think in that part of town that, okay, that crowd is just too cool and blah, 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 blah. They don't want to get to know anybody. They just want to get in and get out. They're too famous to be dealing with peasants. But no, people were remarkably friendly, and it did have that patented community vibe that is so essential toward building camaraderie within a city, within an area of a city. And it's something that we truly love and adore about residing in this city. So we urge you to check out the Studio City Farmers Market. Number two, the Calabasas Farmers Market, which meets on Saturdays. Before entering into the farmers market, we had a very nice meal at Peddler's Fork, and then just kind of walked in to the farmers market, and we were more or less blown away by the amount of vendors. I mean, yes, all of the things that you would imagine to be at this sort of a farmers market: fruits, vegetables, flowers, nuts, honey, those kinds of things. But additionally, we purchased some special sausages from a German purveyor. In particular, an Irish sausage, which I got to study abroad in Ireland when I was in college. So I thought by having that, it might bring me back to my collegiate days. Also on hand, some terrific hot sauce options. I believe the company was called Red's. And the commerce that was being conducted at this farmer's market was brisk. After having seen some of them with maybe smaller crowds or fewer people on hand looking to purchase items, it was wonderful to be able to see how many people were shelling out good hard-earned money at the Calabasas Farmers Market. So for the selection, the variety, the ease in finding the place and finding where the vendors are in relation to everything else, we were thoroughly impressed by the Calabasas Farmers Market. And I have to tell you, I am not someone who is just willing to, you know, like, give a rubber stamp of approval to Calabasas. It's, you know, it's not my type of town necessarily. It's where ridiculously wealthy celebrities reside in gated communities to preserve their privacy, which is fine and well. It just doesn't necessarily make for a great true community in the way that other portions of the city do have a bit of that. And yet, I was wrong, and the Calabasas Farmers Market was the second best one that we've had the opportunity to frequent. And number one, the best farmers market in the region. And I was surprised as anyone when I came up with the list, and I ended it by putting the number one in front of the city of Torrance. So the Torrance Farmers Market is the largest one that we've had the pleasure of observing. The amount of individuals who I'm sure come on a weekly basis, it's a staggering amount of folks on hand at this farmers market in Torrance. We were able to get some wonderful seafood there, some scallops, as well as some top-notch pasta, some terrific sauce. But in comparison to the previous nine farmers markets that we've mentioned so far, this one definitely had the most going on. The most people in attendance, the most vendors on hand, and the most kind of just buzz. There was a real buzz about it. You could tell, feel it in the air. It is located across the street from this Japanese market called Mitsuwa, which is a pretty phenomenal Japanese market. And within the Torrance Farmers Market, and this is how it is with a lot of the bigger ones, you'll have different sections. So in one section, you'll have your fresh fruits and vegetables and that kind of thing. And then maybe in another section, you will have pre-made food, stuff that you can eat like right there, essentially. And there was quite a bit of that going on at this Torrance Farmers Market. But just from the sheer number of available options, not to mention the extraordinary quality of the options, I couldn't see a world in which the Torrance Farmers Market would come in at number one. A special place. I know we've been talking about torrents a lot for some reason on the last couple episodes. I didn't plan it. I'm as surprised as anyone. But yes, we believe the best farmers market in Los Angeles is in the city of Torrance. And with that, we want to thank everyone for listening to another installment of Living in the Sprawl, Southern California's most adventurous podcast. We invite any and all of you to write us. Our email address is livinginthesprawlpodcast@gmail.com. Our Instagram handle is Living in the Sprawl Podcast. Check out our website, Living in the Sprawl Podcast. We invite any and all comments, suggestions for potential episodes, thoughts about what you might like to hear during a forthcoming episode. And actually, next week, as promised, we are doing an episode requested topic. So we are going to be doing that, rewarding customers who interacted with us. We are also available on Patreon as well as PodFan. Any and all donations are greatly appreciated. Doing this work, going to these places, checking these things out, it isn't free, and it does require a great deal of time and sacrifice on both of our parts. So anything that you could do to help us out would be tremendously appreciated. And for those of you considering supporting us through Patreon, we are going to come up with a wonderful way to be able to offer additional content to our Patreon users. Stuff that will only be there for Patreon subscribers. It'll be coming soon, trust me. And with that, on behalf of my extremely beautiful, lovely, and talented producer / fiance, Lisa Lowe, my name is John Steinberg, and we want all of you to have a wonderful next week. Do some great things out there. I know we'll be doing them too. So, on behalf of all of us, from Living in the Sprawl, Southern California's most adventurous podcast, until next time.